Jason York wants to get Hespler in a New York state of mind. The self-described construction guy, who says he knows nothing about the restaurant business, will get a crash course in what it takes this weekend when the New York introduces locals to the English import's idea of fun and hospitality. The New York is set to launch with a soft opening Saturday followed by a grand opening August 27. Taking a break from a frantic schedule to get the pub at 19 Queen Street in shape, York says his dream of owning his own restaurant has always been in the back of his mind. But over the years, he just kept hemming and hawing whenever an opportunity presented itself. So, when the Village Well packed it in at 19 Queen Street near beginning of the pandemic, York took a chance and asked building owner Brent Sills what he had in mind for the space once things returned to normal. At the time, Sills told him he wanted to open a comedy club. Then 3 months ago, he got a call from Sills telling him the space was his if he was still interested. This time, York didn't hesitate. I said, you know what, it's mine. I used to come out to the well every single Friday and I met so many people here it was unbelievable, York says excitedly, eager to see public reaction to the changes he's made. I knew every single person coming in here. I used to sing on the karaoke a lot. The owner of construction company J1 Installation says he's seen pubs come and go over his nearly 20 years in the village and he wanted to bring something back he thought was missing. He opened up the dining space by knocking out the old bar and moving it to the adjacent room. The back office area was gutted to accommodate a pool table, and he says the kitchen, which was a bloody mess before, has been completely redone. York hired two local chefs to craft the menu: Hespler native and former chef from the Village Well Tom Morrison, and Steve Church, whose resume includes working as an executive chef at an upscale retirement community. Mains like New York steak, seafood pasta, and fish and chips will be available until around 8 p.m. and then the menu will switch to classic pub fare: pizzas, sandwiches, burgers, wings and appetizers. At the bar they'll be selling every drink you can name, York says, including a huge variety of beer in cans, a rotating selection of draft beer and about a dozen different bottles of wine. York plans to have a sandwich board parked in front of the pub to display the changing Friday and Saturday entertainment lineups, which will range from comedians to musicians and everything in between. Karaoke will make the occasional appearance, as will themed music nights with DJs. Interest in the new venture has been high, with curious passers-by poking their heads through the door to ask when they'll be open. I must have walked 150 people through already, York says, adding he's already booked a wedding party for September. But he wants to set the record straight on the name of the place. While he's running with a theme that includes a large-scale photo of the New York skyline featured prominently on the dining room wall, the name really has little to do with the Big Apple, he says. It's nothing to do with my life in New York. I don't even like America, he laughs. It's all about the play on his surname. The sports fan says the digital projector aimed at a framed section of wall in the dining room will display New York scenes when it's not projecting major sporting events like the Super Bowl and NHL playoff games. This is a keg, beer town fun pub. It's going to have everything, York says. I don't care if I don't make money. As long as I don't lose money. It's all about my passion for the community. I love the community. Hearing that, Sills knows York's heart is in the right place. The owner of 19 Queen Street has been coaching his friend through the business launch and helping where he can with the renovation. And he should know what he's talking about. He ran Monty's on Queen in the same space for about 7 years before closing the doors on the highly rated tapas and wine bar in 2018. Asked why he wanted to exit the business, Sills smiles. Because it's the restaurant business, he says. Low margin and long hours. It's a passion business. And he knows passion is one thing York doesn't lack. Jay just loves the community and wanted a place of his own, Sills says. He's not a restaurant guy. This is a different world for him. But I understand why Jay wants to do it. It's a lot of fun.